Do you have a number on how many people are either headed down or are already there?
Our entire region is the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and we've sent 22 people so far. But in our chapter area, which is Cape Islands and Southeast Mass, we've sent 5 local volunteers plus our disaster program manager staff member to Texas in all different positions. One was pre-deployed before the storm hit to help set up shelters, and then the others have different jobs once they get down there.
Do they self-select, or do they come to you with specific types of expertise that are needed in situations like this?
Yes, so all of the ones we send are current disaster services volunteers, so they help us respond to local events such as fires and floods and hazmat situations. And they're all trained in different things. So 2 of them are performing mass care, which is just the word to talk about shelters when you've got thousands of people in a shelter. We have one of our volunteers from Chatham is down there working on the technology and the computer operations. And we have somebody else who's working with disaster assessment. And the most interesting one is a retired pastor from North Falmouth is down there as part of our disaster spiritual care team, which is to help people. You know, this is a traumatic thing to go through. So we send volunteers to provide care and comfort in all different ways.
Are they flying? Are they driving? How are they getting themselves out there?
Well, they're flying into Texas and, working with whatever the situation is there. And you're right, it's a matter of making sure we can get into the airport and then transportation to the shelters or wherever they need to be, which is tricky because, as you know, there's a couple of feet of flooding and it's difficult. You know, this is a disaster area. It's not easy to find storage or get trucks down there. We work locally with the local chapters and Red Cross response there. They know the facilities, the resources, and they tie that all together.
And are they all going to Houston proper itself? There are certainly other communities that have some flooding issues.
I'm not clear on exactly where they're all, you know, they sometimes get there and then are sent to where they're needed. There are 34 shelters open all throughout, not just in the Houston area. And it's interesting because we have a smartphone app called Emergency that you can look up all the different shelters that are there and how many people are in there. So depending on their job, they'll be sent to where they're needed throughout the area.
Any idea of how long they expect to be there? If they're volunteers, I imagine they might be leaving jobs and families back home here that they probably need to get back to at some point.
Yeah, that's the amazing part about these volunteers. And you're right, they have jobs and lives, and they deploy for up to 2 weeks, sometimes 3. So these people somehow figure out a way to put their lives here on hold. So they are spectacular, amazing people. Many of these people have deployed before, and this is going to be an extended response. They may deploy again. These responses don't get wrapped up in a week or two. They're many months, sometimes even a year.
And if people want to help, what can they do?
The best way to send help is make a financial donation right to this storm, because obviously it costs money to deploy all these people.
Well, Hillary Green, thanks so much for giving us a call, and good luck as you help others mobilize for this.
Thanks, Catherine. Hope to talk to you soon.